Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the nation's elite community colleges, Northeast Mississippi Community College, top 25 overall in the nation, top 10 digital community college, the number one community college in Mississippi to get in our students prepared for the workforce. That's according to Zipia, a career site out of California. And we've got a really nice show for you here today. And we're going to lead off with the director of the show band from Tigerland. He's also a percussion instructor. No stranger to this show, Brian Mitchell. As always, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you for having me again, man. It's good to see everybody.
Well, it's always great to have you on board. And, of course, once again this year, one of the largest bands in the state. When you hear that, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really good because we've been just growing each year. But we have some of the best students around. I just love all the students that we get here. And I just think with them, with the program, I think the word's getting out and people are wanting to come and be a part of it. So it's a good thing to have.
No doubt about that. A lot of great things happening here at Northeast, including our show band from Tigerland. And, of course, coming off spring break, I trust you had a good one. But you've got a big weekend coming up with the annual indoor winter guard competition and the dance clinic this Friday and Saturday. Let's first of all talk about what's going to happen on Friday.
All right, on Friday we have our indoor competition, and it's always fantastic. The last couple of years, it has been packed with groups coming in. I think last year we had 25 groups that participated, and it's all the indoor drum lines that we have in the area and all of our winter guards that we have, and it's a good preparation for them to get ready for the state championships with the MIA competition that's coming up the next week. So very, very excited about that. Glad to have them on campus. And of course, our own Northeast Winter Guard, you know, they'll be the exhibition that night after everything's said and done. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be this Friday on our Northeast campus, the Indoor Winter Guard competition. And then you come right back the next day with the dance clinic.
Oh, so the dance clinic, this is something new that we're trying to get together this year. Our new dance instructor, Bethany Nash, she is fantastic. And she came up with this idea. She said that she was getting all these requests wanting to know if we did any kind of dance clinic or anything for folks with their pom squads, with their cheer, anything like that, or in preparation to get ready for something like that. So she wanted to do a dance clinic this year. So this year we're going to host a dance clinic. It's going to be March 23rd, you know, this coming up Saturday, in Bonner Arnold. And it's open to all high school groups that do any type of dance, anything like that. And also just want to say, if there are eighth graders that's getting ready to try out for their high school group or something like that, they're welcome to come as well.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. We'll keep that in mind. What if they have some more information, or they want some more information, or if they're interested? What's the best way to get a hold of you about these?
They can just contact me. They can give me a call in my office, 662-720-7257, or they can email me, bpmitchell@nemcc.edu. Be happy to answer any questions, and I can get them in touch with Bethany Nash as well.
Sounds wonderful. I'll tell you what, another successful year. I'm telling you what, an athletic event here at Northeast is not an athletic event without seeing your band there. It's just what a great year you had again this year.
Oh, it was fantastic. All the pep band things that we've done this semester with basketball, the students love it. And we actually did something new this year, too. So North Tippah is about to start a band program over there. Okay. And I'm really good friends with the band director that they have over there now. We went to Ole Miss together, and we took a volunteer pep band over to Walnut High School for the Walnut Faulkner game. And all I did was tell my students, I just need volunteers. And we had almost 40 students volunteer to go over there. And they went over there and just rocked the house. It was fantastic. So it helped her to recruit for her band program. And, of course, down the line, it's going to help us recruit here at Northeast. So I'm really excited about that.
Wow, that's really neat. Another example of us getting out in the community. So important, the partnerships that we have throughout our district. And that's one of the things you've been doing. What else have you been doing since the marching season?
Well, we're getting ready with our band showcase that we're going to host. It's going to be April 16th. The band showcase is going to have everything that we've done since marching band. So we're going to have our symphonic band that I'm over. We're going to have the concert band that Dr. Bechtel's over. We're going to have our pom squad. We're going to have jazz band. We're going to have our winter guard. Just everything that we're doing in the spring semester so everybody can get a chance to see it.
That's wonderful. And before I let you go, tryouts. They're coming up.
Tryouts are coming up. We have 2 dates for our tryouts. So April the 6th, that's going to be our guard tryout. It's going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning at Bonner Arnold. The dance tryout will begin at 9 a.m. in Hines Hall. And then also that evening, 3 o'clock, we're going to have our twirler auditions. 3:30 is going to be the big drum major auditions, and I'm really excited about that. We have a lot of good folks coming in. And then April 27th are going to be the makeup dates for Color Guard and for Tiger Dancer. We're going to make sure we get everybody in. So I'm expecting a big turnout, great students that's going to come in with that, so I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, cannot wait to keep those 2 dates in mind. Brian, can't thank you enough for your time. Keep up the great work, and we're so thankful that you're part of our Northeast family.
Well, thank you. You guys do a great job, as always.
Appreciate that. It is hard to believe, but this spring semester has flown by and we're just 6 weeks away from final exams. For those wanting to get a head start on your summer vacation plans, final exams are set for April 29th through May 2nd on the Northeast campus. Graduation rehearsal will be Wednesday, May 8th, with health science graduation set for Thursday, May 9th, and then traditional graduation on Friday, May 10th. As the semester closes out, just a reminder that it's never too late to get back on track at the Student Success Center located in Wright Hall. Success coaches are available to help get you back on track with your studies and time management, along with tutoring offered in the Student Success Center as well. If you need help with a paper, the Writing Lab is conveniently located in the Student Success Center along with the Co-Lab, where you and your friends can come and study together. Congratulations are in order to Northeast Science Instructor Carlina Benjamin, who was named the Mississippi Virtual Community College Instructor of the Year at the Creating Futures Through Technology Conference on the Gulf Coast prior to spring break. You can listen to an interview with Benjamin in an upcoming podcast as she discusses the honor and her innovative technique of teaching her classes here at Northeast. Speaking of congratulations, they're also in order to former Northeast student Stefan Calhoun on being selected as a 2019 Coca-Cola Academic Team Gold Scholar by Phi Theta Kappa and will receive a $1,500 scholarship for the honor. Calhoun was a student at Northeast in the fall and qualified for the award while he was here before transferring mid-year to Mississippi State University. Application deadline for associate degree nursing and dental hygiene technology programs set for April 1st. Application deadline for medical assisting, medical lab technology, practical nursing education, radiologic technology, and respiratory care technology are due May 1st. All applications can be found on the Division of Health Sciences website by visiting nemcc.edu. Speaking of health sciences, with graduation fast approaching, health science students are busy getting their headshots taken for their official college collages that will hang in Childers Hall. ADN sophomores will meet in the Seth Pounds Auditorium at 1 p.m. today, while freshman ADN students will meet at 2 to officially begin the process of getting their headshots taken for those collages. Radiological Technology will have theirs done on Wednesday, March 27th, while Medical Assisting will have theirs done on Tuesday, April 2nd. If you're a student in any other health science program, have your instructor or program director email Michael Miller at mhmiller@nemcc.edu to schedule a time to start the headshot and collage process. The Northeast MOSA Student Association will hold its biannual blood drive in the U-turn of the Cunningham Boulevard from 10 to 3 in the Mississippi Blood Services Blood Mobile today. Student Activities and the Student Government Association will hold a movie night at Haney Union tonight. It's Science Fair time at Northeast, and Phyllis Colson and Valerie Niblett and all of the continuing education staff they've been busy for this week since last fall, and Wednesday and Friday will be the culmination of their efforts. Wednesday, we will welcome the Region 4 Science Fair students from grades 7 through 12 to Bonner Arnold Coliseum, while Friday we welcome students in grades kindergarten through 6th. Project setup starts at 8 a.m. Judging will happen between 10:30 and noon, while public viewing slated for 12 to 1. Removal of the projects will go from 1 to 1:30 with the awards, which I'm looking forward to emceeing, happening from 1:45 until 3 p.m. both days. Also, do not forget the Mississippi Science and Engineering Fairs. State-level science fair will make its way onto the Northeast Boonville campus on Friday, April 5th. This is a big honor for Northeast as this brings all of the MSEF regional winners to Northeast. Previously, the State Science Fair has been held at four universities such as Mississippi State, the University of Mississippi, the University of Southern Mississippi, Jackson State University, and even in the Biloxi Gulf Coast Coliseum. Congratulations to Weston Coggin and Aveline Morris on being named Mr. and Miss Northeast Mississippi Community College. Seven freshman women and men, along with eight sophomore women and men, will join Coggin and Morris as this year's Who's Who slash class favorites at the college. Speaking of Who's Who slash class favorites, photos will be made on Thursday, March 21st from 1210 to 1245. Moving into next week, prevention specialist for Region 4 Prevention Services and a guest on our 50th podcast on October 30th back in 2018, Zoe Shanks will be giving a presentation on dealing with the stress and anxiety in the Black and Gold Room of the Haney Union on Monday, the 25th at 2 p.m. And we couldn't let the annual jazz band concert slip away without talking to Jason Bechtol on next week's podcast about the jazz band masterclass and concert on Tuesday, March 26th. Our next guest is Patrick Eaton. He's the Vice President of Institutional Advancement and Executive Director of the Development Foundation and Alumni Association here at Northeast. And first of all, Patrick, welcome back to Tiger Talk.
Man, glad to be back. Thanks so much, Will.
Well, it's always a pleasure having you on board. And we're going to start with a news flash about the scholarship deadline. It's being extended this year.
Yes, we needed to do that. It landed right in the middle of spring break, and we all want our spring break, right?
There you go.
So we felt the students would also, so we decided we'd go ahead and extend it to the Friday of the end of this week. That's when we'll finish it up. It's located there on the website, just under the Foundation Alumni spot there. Look for scholarships. Click on that, and there's an electronic form that you can submit. And everything that you'd want to know about all the scholarships we offer will be right there for them.
Absolutely. And, of course, you want to also, there's a process as well with tuition guarantee, MTAG, and all that. I know you wanted to bring that to the attention of everyone.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me of that. One of the things I want to make sure and be very clear with these students, and it's so important that they take advantage of these private scholarships that are offered, first of all, because those are scholarships that could be used for really anything that they need for the college experience. It could be anything, books, it could be the extra registration fees, the things that tuition guarantee does not cover. Because as tuition guarantee, the word you hear, it only covers tuition. That's all it will cover. So I want to make sure that the students understand that that's important to doing that. So they need to get out there and go ahead and apply for financial aid. Whether they get it or not, they have to do it. And also for the Mississippi Tuition Assistance Grant, that's called MTAG that we call around here. Take the time to fill that out. It's called riseup.com. Go out there, do that. And those are the two programs that they have to do and obviously graduate from high school, and they can get the tuition guarantee program. Because what it does, it fills the gap of whatever else that they've applied for and they didn't get, then they apply that program to their scholarships.
Yeah, it sounds good. Okay. I know one of the highlights every year is when you recognize the donors with the recipients at the football and basketball games. That's always a neat deal.
Oh, it's always a lot of fun. I have the opportunity, and I'm truly blessed to be able to work with some outstanding individuals, families, even some companies that provide valuable scholarships to our students each and every year. We've done formal luncheons with these folks. We've offered them opportunities just to go to where their place of employment and do those kinds of things. But what we found is they love coming on campus. They enjoy interacting with the students. They enjoy the college experience. Obviously, at our football games, it's always exciting, and also with our basketball games. And I can tell you something else that we're planning on doing. We're going to do a lot of that in that new baseball and softball facility, too, as well.
Well, great segue into the Field of Dreams. And next year at this time, our baseball and softball teams will be playing in a state-of-the-art. I mean, you're talking about one of the top facilities in the country when it comes to a community college. And I guarantee you there's a lot of D1s that would like to have a facility like that. Give us an update on Field of Dreams. I know that's when you're talking about the biggest, most prominent project that's going on right now here at Northeast.
It's known by everyone, not only in the Prentice County, but really in the five counties that we serve, as being just a premier project. People are always coming by. They're always asking about it. And the reason for that is they're excited about it. This is something that they realize that it's just not about baseball or softball players. This is about something that's great for our college, and it really sets the tone for what we want to do, not only on a local or state level, but a national level, to be known that we're here and we're ready to play.
No question. I know there's opportunities for donors to help out as well.
Yeah, we've had some great donors already make some big investment in this particular project. I probably shouldn't start down this list, but I do want to go ahead and name a couple of $100,000 gifts. One was given by ACCO, and the other one was given by the People's Bank there in Ripley, Mississippi. Both of those were $100,000 commitments, and what that's going to be able for us to do now is provide a very large video boards for both the game, you know, both for the baseball and the softball field. So it's going to be not only an experience to be able to watch a great game out there in front of everyone, but also you can see replays and you can see lots of great sound. You know, it's going to give you that real quality experience that you expect at a first-class operation.
Yeah, can't wait. No doubt about that. There are so many different ways to give to Northeast. We just talked about a few of them. You've raised so many millions of dollars in your time here. Talk about maybe some of the different ways that people can connect with one of the premier community colleges in the country.
Sure, I can do that. Well, you know, what I found is in the beginning when I was beginning about 19 years ago, a lot of people wanted an opportunity to give, but they just didn't know what to give to. So we had a lot of different ways that we started putting together different types of programs. First thing, obviously, and this most easy thing that you can do, just give, you know, cash. Because when you do that, that's an opportunity for the school to use it wherever they might need it. But we noticed that a lot of times donors want to give to specific programs. So we've had a lot of different projects. You mentioned the one a while ago, Field of Dreams with the baseball softball. People can make a commitment over a five-year period where we're not the $100,000 all at once, $20,000 a year, $25,000, however you want to break it down. So we've done that. We've had people that have given gifts of stock. We've had people give pieces of property, and then you can go on down to also estate planning. We've had a lot of that. We have people that give in gift in kind. A lot of our programs have definitely benefited that when they needed equipment to show our students how to do something specifically in the classroom. The gift in kind of having maybe a new car or a motor or something like that to look at has really helped out.
No doubt about that. And, of course, you're also in charge of the Alumni Association. I can't think of a better time to join the Alumni Association here, if you haven't already, at Northeast.
Yeah, we're getting more and more of those every year. Of course, you know how old we are now. We're 70 years old, so we're we're beginning to have a lot of alums that have gone and come back and wanted to do something. So we're growing that each and every year with new alumni. If they can do that on an annual basis, or they can do it a lifetime membership. $100 and you're a lifetime member with Northeast.
How about that? I know our time is running out, but I know you recently recognized our TIP and TOP award winners. Of course, we're all about acronyms around here. TIP, Tremendous Individual Performance. TOP award winner, that's Teaching Outstanding Performance. Talk about those recipients.
Yeah, I'm going to start out with the TIP first. We always have some outstanding people here that work on campus, always trying to do different things, you know, do those extra things. You know, maybe their job assignment isn't specifically one thing, but they see where they can possibly help or volunteer their time in a sense and come on over because they got a skill set or something that they can see that they can help you with. And I can tell you, we've got some two that have done a really great job for several years on campus, and I was glad to see that they got awarded. And that was Michael H. Miller, who's done an outstanding job there in public information and helps with so many different areas on campus.
Including this Tiger Talk
Yeah,
podcast.
He's actually in the booth with us today. Yeah, so
that's right.
But then Jeff Burchell, who's done a great job as well. Not only does he just take care of some facilities and buildings that he's in charge of, but anytime that you ever need some help with something that's going on with your event in his facility, he makes sure it's done right. And I really appreciated working with Jeff for several years. And of course, you've got the top award winners. That's made up of our faculty. It's kind of a neat type of award because they selected out of their own division, meaning they put up their own candidate, and then it's selected by their own people in that division and say they're the best of the best this year. And that's based on a lot of things, but obviously we look a lot at student retention, because we want to make sure that there's ways to keep that student engaged, and these teachers are the best at it, and they're able to then share with others how they do that. So that's an important part of what we look at. This year was Chastity Moore out of the Division of Social, Behavioral, and Applied Sciences, and Melody Shin of Division of Fine Arts. Julie Davison and Tiffany Lindsay, the Division of Health Sciences, they kind of work together hand in hand, so thought that was fitting. Mark Hurley, Division of Mathematics and Sciences, and Amanda Garvin, Division of Languages and Humanities, and Christy Grissom, a Division of Business and Engineering Technology. All outstanding in their field of what they do, and always want to take care of the student when they can.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. We're all about the students here, student success, and we're all about being thankful for you being a part of this family as well. Patrick, keep up the great work.
I appreciate it, Will, and thanks again for having me back on.
Shifting to athletics, after opening up MACJC play on the road at Pearl River last Saturday, Richie Harrelson's Tiger baseball team will stay on the road today as Northeast travels to Northwest for a doubleheader. First game is slated for a 9-inning affair at 3 o'clock with a nightcap. We'll see the first pitch thrown around 7. After splitting with Southwest Mississippi on Thursday before spring break, Jody Long and the Lady Tiger softball team will step back into the heart of the MACJC race as they host rival Itawamba Community College on Wednesday, March 20th. First pitch for the MACJC doubleheader at David M. Carnell Memorial Field is set for 2 p.m. with a second game slated for 4, so be sure to go and cheer on the nationally ranked Lady Tigers. Baseball and softball will be off until the weekend after their midweek series. Softball travels to Meridian on Saturday at 1 o'clock for their doubleheader with the Eagles, while the Tiger baseball team welcomes the 4th-ranked Jones College Bobcats to Harold T. White Field for a doubleheader beginning at 2 p.m. And after baseball playing on Tuesday this week and softball on Wednesday, the two teams swap roles next week as softball heads to Mississippi Delta for a doubleheader at 3, while the Tigers host Delta next Wednesday, the 27th, for a 2 o'clock first pitch. And with that will wrap up this week's show. Special thanks to Michael Miller for everything he does behind the scenes each week. So for Brian Mitchell and Patrick Heaton, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.